Hi, my name is Bruce McDonald, and you're listening to After the Credits on Row3.com, the best row in the house.
Welcome to VIF Dispatch number one. We're a little late. I'm your regular host, Marina Antunes.
I'm Colleen from Nothing in Particular.
And joining us, special guest.
I'm Bill Harris. No affiliation, just keeping it real.
Keeping it real and watching like more movies than any of us combined.
Scary.
That looks crazy.
Yeah, well, you've been here for what, a couple of weeks?
September 18th. I touched down. I think I'm about 94 films deep now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
so basically, you're going to see everything.
Yeah, I'm trying. Moses. Oh, it's yeah, I'm dying. It's I've hit the wall a couple times, fallen asleep. You know how it is.
But 94 films, like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I got nothing. It's scary. You try to tell your regular friends who don't do this film stuff, and they just look at you with this stare. It's just like, yeah, I'm not even gonna try. But yeah, it's scary. I'll probably hit like 120 by the end, and yeah, just go in a coma for a couple of weeks.
Will this be like your biggest festival yet?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I'm gonna leave a little early and. But yeah, sleep.
Sleep is good.
Yeah, I'm deprived and it's starting to show.
Oh, no, you're doing fine. Colleen, you feeling better? I know you had a little incident.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the possibly 120.
Hard to get over that, eh?
That's about a yearly total for me. Like, good God.
Man, Bill's hardcore, man.
Yeah, 1 month.
Yeah. No, I broke my ribs on Saturday going from the Pacific Cinema Tech to get back to the Granville 7th and...
Calling me hardcore here.
Yeah, I was gonna say, people, this is real hardcore. Suffering, physical suffering for a film festival.
Well, you know, it wasn't so bad then. It was the next day when I saw like three things in a row that were just making me laugh my ass off, and it sort of destroyed me for the next 2 days.
Jeez.
This is the time to beat you up.
Yeah.
The only chance I'll get to actually win.
Hey.
So we've seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, your list is insane.
My list is quite insane.
Why don't you
Yeah.
Give us a couple of highlights?
Well, I think I got to start off with the first film Marina and I both saw, The Milk of Sorrow, which I think she knows where I'm going with this one.
Because you
got to
use the keywords.
Yeah, vagina potato. I tried to explain this to somebody in a line. And they once again gave me this look, and I was just like, "Yeah, she just stopped pregnancy, had a potato up there, and she trimmed it, and I couldn't stop laughing." The movie wasn't very good, but. I keep on thinking about it.
And so this was The Milk of Sorrow.
The Milk of Sorrow.
And it's funny, I feel bad for people that sort of walked in late because they're totally clueless.
Oh, yeah, done.
And then you're thinking, is there really a potato up there, or is he using some terminology to mean something else?
No, it's there. It's scary.
It's there. It was pretty bizarre.
One of the films I saw during the press screenings I thought was really good was 65 Red Roses. It's showing in a couple days, I think. It's a documentary about a woman with cystic fibrosis from Vancouver. My mom, who I filmed this afternoon for the first time in like 2 weeks, said she saw it on the news last night, and it was kind of sad. But
that was the first film of the festival that actually was sold out.
Yeah, they added an extra screening like right away.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, jeez, where do I start? Zombieland. I didn't see it during the festival, but I saw it right before the festival. Come on, go and see it.
I seldom get to bug you about films because you always see way more than me. So like when I get an opportunity to see something before you, I must rub it in as often and frequently as I can.
Screw you.
While we're talking about the press screenings, out of left field, Johnny Weir, pop star on ice.
Seriously.
Not a figure skating fan at all. Awesome film. Documentary about this figure skater who's just the greatest personality I've ever seen.
He's like the cross dresser, right?
Yeah, and I thought, oh man, I should sleep in, skip this. No, it's great. Probably the best one, the best press screenings I saw, actually. Which isn't really saying much, but... and once, you know, once we get into the festival, you can't not talk about Antichrist or Dr. Parnassus.
Well, let's talk Antichrist for a minute. Yeah. You saw it with the crowd. I decided to skip that because I just really didn't need to see it again.
Yeah.
What was the crowd reaction like?
Appropriate groans, appropriate walkouts. It's like you start the countdown because you know what's going to happen, and people are just like... and they start walking out, and I'm clapping. I'm just like, this is awesome. I that's the only reason I went. I'd already seen it, and I just wanted to see people freak out, and they did, and it was great. I loved it. I can't help but say I loved it.
I really wanted to go through the experience of seeing that with the crowd, but I couldn't physically bring myself to see it again so soon.
Yeah, I just don't think it's releasable. You gotta have a theater that will play it.
Yeah.
And it's got a reputation now, and it's great for this, but wow.
Has it been picked up?
Yeah, I think it's E1 in Canada.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think they're...
They're gonna have to edit that thing.
Yeah, it actually got rated a couple of days ago. It got an R.
See, really?
Yeah, shockingly.
Wow. Well, you know, didn't they have a similar scene in Hostel 2?
Oh, I know, yeah. So. Woman hung up on chains and... cut with us like a scythe, and yeah nice. Just wonderful
stuff. Now I know you and I are probably pretty much in the same boat when it comes to Dr. Parnassus. I mean, I really enjoyed it. I thought it looked pretty, but didn't think much of it.
I actually liked every scene that didn't have Heath Ledger in it. Am I wrong? Like, I thought the Colin Farrell stuff was really good. I thought the Jude Law stuff was good. The Johnny Depp stuff was good, and Heath Ledger.
The Johnny Depp stuff, my favorite scene in the whole film was when he, like, glances in the mirror and, like, does that sort of, like, weird eye twitch double take. Like, what the hell? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there was some Python stuff in there. Like, there's a scene where this big police head comes out. And it looks like something out of a Python movie. I'm like, that's really great. I love that. But the rest of it, it's like he's hit the wall. I didn't like Thailand.
Oh, I did like Thailand.
You know, 12 Monkeys might have been my last favorite Gilliam film, but yeah, nice try. I couldn't get my head around it. I liked it enough at times, but not enough. If that makes sense. But
No, I'm totally with you. I mean, yeah. I did really enjoy it, and it was really pretty. But overall,
I love Terry Gilliam films simply because it's going to show you something different that you haven't necessarily seen before. But you know what? Since Brazil, I'm not sure. I've really been overwhelmed by any of them.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see them. I hope he makes more, but I'm not necessarily going to break down the door to go see.
Definitely.
Do you think that'll do well theatrically when it eventually opens?
Opening weekend with the Ledger stuff.
Yeah,
like you can't help but want to see that. But
without Ledger, I wouldn't think it would do very well at all.
I'm thinking it might have been a different film with Ledger. I'm thinking they might have had to, let's say, you know, rewrite part of it.
Yeah.
To make it work.
Well, you know, you have to sort of start thinking, how was it just the perfect amount of filming that they had done of Heath that only the imaginary stuff and thing like that they could easily explain away other actors, or was just brilliantly edited?
Yeah,
I think a bit of a combination of both. Yeah. Some of it just luck.
Yeah.
This time in Gilliam's favor.
Yeah, but I would love to be a film director and everything starts going wrong. My main person in my movie dies, and all of a sudden, I've got Johnny Depp. Hey Jude Law, how's it going? It's like, I'd love to have that problem.
Yeah, that is quite the problem to suffer through, eh?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. What else do we got here? Young Victoria, I liked.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that as well.
I think it'll do well.
Sure.
It's not stuffy. It's very light.
Yeah.
Comes at you nicely. And I think Emily Blunt's cute.
Oh, and she is. I mean, I thought it was a solid, entertaining film.
Yeah.
And it's. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it played better than I thought it would. The audience was really receptive to it, and they laughed in the right spots.
Oh, good.
And I was quite shocked, actually. I'd seen it before the festival. Mm-hmm. I thought it played better at the festival.
Oh,
with
that's
a crowd.
Great.
So, yeah. The gala film, opening gala film, Shine of Rainbows, not a fan. Not a fan. Kids movie, but kids wouldn't like it.
Oh, it's a kids movie for adults.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch Up again. or any Pixar film, I don't know. It was almost like they got paid to show it. I don't know. It wasn't good.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. People behind me, I heard somebody say that was the worst gala film they'd ever seen.
Well, it's funny because I was standing outside of the screening room as people were letting out, and I wasn't sure what had been in there before. So I'm kind of looking at everyone, and everybody's crying, and these full-grown men with tears in their eyes. Like, what the hell did they just see? I'm like, oh, well, I haven't heard good things about that. What's going on?
Yeah. Total opposite of my screening. People were just crapping all over it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, people were laughing in inappropriate spots, and I'm just like, yeah. Telltale sign. Come on.
Yeah, not working.
No. It's funny. Like most of the big films, I think, are coming up. Mm-hmm. Like Precious screened last night for the first time. Lee Daniels, the director, was here. The Q&A was great. He came out. He kissed Alan Franey, the festival director, and he looked kind of shocked. It was great. The movie's good, but not. It's not great.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Everybody's really praising it hard. It feels sort of like, you know, Slumdog. People got behind that. I think that's what's gonna happen. That movie's gonna get just pimped the next 2 or 3 months, and everybody's gonna be behind it. And yeah, it's very Slumdog. It's good, as I said, but it doesn't quite have that polish to me. I don't. Yeah.
Lee Daniels is. I didn't like his first film at all. I thought it was a waste of time.
Yeah, I liked The Woodsman, but
I haven't seen. Oh,
yeah, the Kevin Bacon movie.
He directed that as
Yeah.
Well. That I did enjoy.
Yeah, it was good, but it's great performances. You can't say anything wrong about that. No. It just. As I said, I can't even really tell you what I thought was wrong with it. It just didn't have that little oomph at the end there or something.
I thought it was a little overproduced. Some of it was just trying a little bit too hard. Like the dream sequences didn't work for me.
Yeah.
And those are all additions that weren't in the original novel. I say read the book. It's way better.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. It's going to do well.
Yeah.
You know, especially
with
Oprah pimping it too.
Yeah.
It's going to get some major love.
No, it's funny. He was talking about how it plays with a black audience and a white audience. And he says it probably plays better with a white audience. And I was like, okay. But it played so well last night. He got like a 5-minute standing ovation at the end of the film. It was strange. Like, I've seen some pretty big screenings at this festival. Yeah. And I've never seen that. So it went over really well. People loved it.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. Actually. But yeah, as I said, most of the big films, like this weekend. If you're going to come this weekend or Monday.
Yeah. Monday's like White Ribbon.
Education.
I have to wait till Thursday.
Yeah, that's the big stuff.
That's going to be a big, big day.
Yeah, I got an education on my schedule twice.
just in case.
I really want to see it. And I might do the Haneke film twice, too. I just, you know, it... I can't wait for those films, but it's funny. Usually at this festival, you're getting an idea about Oscar, and I haven't seen that film yet.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, usually I have by now. Usually I've had a couple 5-star ones that I was just like, wow, that movie is just amazing.
Yeah.
It hasn't been there yet. Other than I Will Can't, and that's not true. I haven't seen it here yet, but A Prophet is out of this world good.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. And that screens on the weekend. So get ready.
Get ready for the big stuff. It really is going to be a really big
one. Yeah, but nothing's, you know, I say nothing surprised me, but, you know, it's really funny when you come to this festival and you haven't slept in 3 days and you're literally dying and your eyes are, like, shut. And then you start seeing a movie that just completely kicks your ass. And it's happened to me twice.
Oh, which one?
Castaway on the Moon.
Oh, yes. Totally.
Yeah. I saw so many movies last week that made me want to shoot myself. they were either so incredibly harsh to watch, or they were so bloody boring. And that movie made me laugh. Yes. I hadn't laughed in a week.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was amazing.
I wish I would have seen it later, because I saw it on the first day.
Yeah.
And it was so refreshing, and I still hadn't seen anything depressing.
Yeah.
So by day three, I'm like, okay, I should have seen Castellano today.
Yeah, well, I saw Burma VJ, and I swear I wanted to, like, go to Burma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it really killed me.
It's still coming up for me.
Yeah, it's great. But the other film I saw that really kicked my ass was... That Evening Sun with Hal Halbrook getting a lot of buzz. Audience Award winner at South by Southwest. Pretty much an American classic film. Really slow, but you know where it's going. About a man who was in a rest home and just decides to leave. He doesn't want to be there anymore. He's a crotchety old bastard. He doesn't want to be there anymore. He just gets up, goes back to his old place. Wow. Which has been rented to another guy who doesn't really want him there anymore. And all hell just kind of breaks loose. And just everything is just spot on. It's just a classic. I hope it comes out. I hope people see it. He'll get nominated. He got kind of screwed for Into the Wild. I thought he was so great in that. But he's like, I don't even know how old he is, 80-something. And... sharp as a tack. He's just amazing in the film. I can't say enough about it. But it's already screened. It had two screenings 2 days in a row, and it's gone.
I don't like those films. It's funny, because I noticed that there's a bunch of stuff that people have been recommending that's already gone because they played in the first week.
Oh, I know.
It's kind of sad. I have a couple of good Canadian films that I've really enjoyed, and since we're pimping Canadian film, that's what I do. I really liked Son of the Sunshine, Ryan Ward's film. You know, he wrote it, directed it, stars in it. It's sort of an interesting story that's part fairy tale, part reality, really depressing reality. But it's a good film, feature debut.
Nice.
And it's solid, and that played at Fantastic Fest just recently. And it's playing a couple of other festivals.
Yeah, so. I haven't seen it, but I've heard some good things.
One worth keeping an eye out for. Still to come at, I think there's one or two more screenings of Black Field, which is, I don't know her first name is Dimishka, I can't remember her last name now. And it's sort of a story about two sisters living in a farm in Manitoba in the early 1800s.
Nice.
And it's an interesting little film, and it's beautiful. I don't think Manitoba's ever looked that nice. it's very,
come on now.
Very pretty. And the other one, which I'm like totally in love with, is this little another Canadian. This one is a romantic comedy. It's At Home by Myself with You. It's shoestring budget, $40,000.
Nice.
They nickel and dimed it. Does not look like it only cost $40,000. Like, it's seriously high production value. And it's very funny.
Nice.
Very, very funny. And apparently the word is that they're pre-selected for Sundance. So
yeah, nice.
Yeah, chances are Americans might actually get to see it.
Well, that's good.
And it's solid. It's a lot of fun.
It's kind of sad with some of these Canadian films that you just know that this is pretty much it. Yeah. Like, I saw Leslie, My Name is Evil yesterday, and I was just like, you know, not a bad film, but holy crap, nobody is seeing this.
No.
Yeah.
And it screened very poorly at Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, it got killed at Toronto. I thought it was fine.
I sat by the director, actually, and he must have gotten up 20 times. They misframed the film, and, like, the opening credit where it says Leslie, My Name is Evil was out of frame. And he started, like, freaking out. And I was just like, wow. I could never have a film in a film festival. I'd be like, oh, my God. And just get up. And
I mean, Rich is a big guy.
Yeah,
he's kind of freaky looking.
Yeah, I think he might smoke a little weed, too. I don't know what that film. That film was just whacked.
It is pretty whacked. The opening sequence.
Yeah.
The
cartoon aspect of it,
That was pretty bang on. And, I mean, he's got some... really interesting archival stuff that I don't think has ever been. I sort of overheard a conversation he was having when the film screened at the Ridge, I guess earlier in the week, And some of that archival footage has never been seen before.
Yeah.
So they've done some deep digging. It's interesting.
I haven't been to the Ridge yet this year. I don't think I'm gonna go. I went there last year once and saw Rock and Rolla.
Oh God, the Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah.
It's all right. Sherlock Holmes looks awesome.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate Guy Ritchie.
I like his older stuff, but yeah, Rock and Rolla was kind of. But yeah, the Ridge is pretty cool theater. It's a pain in the ass getting anywhere else. Yeah, just like no thanks.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. I mean, I went out there for that one screen, and I'm like, well, I'm not coming back to town, so I'm gonna watch whatever's on next.
Yeah.
And Pinprick was what it was called, and it was interesting. I've now seen two movies about young women that have men living in their closets. Pinprick was the first,
and then North
was the second.
Yeah, we just walked out of this film called North, and it was interesting. It was actually kind of funny in a really dry kind of like just European skiing kind of way. I can't even describe it.
It's like the strangest road movie you're ever going to see.
Yeah, it's quite possibly the funniest drinking scene I've seen in a movie in a long time.
It is
the crazy Laplander living in a teepee.
Yeah.
That's pretty odd as well.
You know, another film that nobody's ever heard of and probably will never see again, but it was good. And I guess that's why you come to film festivals. Just... like, I saw this movie called Ashes of an American Flag, the Wilco Live band I like, but, you know, I've never seen them live, but I had an empty spot in my schedule and went to Van City Theater, and it kicked my ass. I loved it. And, you know, I'll probably download some Wilco music when I get home. And, yeah.
Acquainted.
Yeah, it's great. I'm actually having a lot more fun this year than I have in the last couple of years. It seems the staff's loosened up a bit. Everything's kind of cool. Go as you please. Everything's starting kind of on time. Except for the Dragons and Tigers stuff today, which screwed me up. But yeah, it's been good. I'm usually pretty critical of this stuff, and I've had a lot of fun. And yeah, go see Zombieland.
I still haven't seen Zombieland. We'll leave it at that for now. You know, another week away or something.
Yeah.
Christ.
I think it's like midnight showings at Scotiabank if you're game.
Yeah.
No.
I gotta go to work. If it was out Friday night, I'd totally consider it.
Nice.
Maybe tomorrow night I might have to squeeze in Zombieland.
Yeah. But there was another zombie film that wasn't very good.
Zombies of Mass Destruction? Yeah. I loved zombies.
Did you? Come on.
Oh, I skipped it.
There was so much pain for laughing.
Oh, there was one really good scene in it, and I think you know which one I'm talking about, when the guy's singing this song in his car, and yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And I was just like...
Oh, come on, the little girl crossing the street?
Come on, there was 40 minutes of those zombies. You can't name your film Zombies of Mass Destruction and have 40 minutes of non-zombie... zombies. Like, I don't want plot, just zombie action.
Plus, and that's why we have Zombie Land.
Yeah, yeah. I'm quite shocked at how much I actually like that film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Woody Harrelson killing zombies.
It's funny.
The whole Bill Murray.
Yeah. It's funny when you're at a film festival and everybody's like talking about all these European films that have got all this glory, and everybody's like, what have you seen? What do you love? And I'm like, Zombieland.
Where does that play? I mean,
where's that from?
Well, no. It's funny because one thing that I find every year is that, you know, all the people that you see on a regular basis, the regular film festival goers, this is all the movies they'll watch for the entire year.
Oh, I know.
They won't step out of the house and into a theater throughout the year.
Yeah.
This is it.
Well, if they live in the suburbs half the time, there's nothing worth watching. Well,
no, all I could think about was beforehand if I was going to be able to see Toy Story 1 and 2 in 3D. I don't know if that makes me a geek, but as I went and saw that, and I loved it. And, you know, it's just film, man. I don't really care. I'm just here to see film.
I have one other Canadian one that I saw that I found very funny and I couldn't watch it all the way through. Cooper's Camera.
Handheld alert.
Yeah, pretty severe shaky cam, which always is pretty harsh on me. But that first half that I managed to make it through.
It's
very
funny. Have you seen
Cooper's? No, but that's a ringing endorsement. I saw half the film and I loved it.
Well, yeah, shaky cam, like 3 steps away from vomiting kind of
Cloverfield
thing.
Effect.
Yeah, exactly. well, the whole film is basically a, like, in 1980, they got a great big massive video camera.
Oh, nice.
And they taped their Christmas Day.
On beta.
Yeah. They taped their Christmas Day, and now this is the retelling of it by cutting, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, my God. That family, worst Christmas vacation ever.
Was that the one with all the Daily Show people in it?
Oh.
Or was that the other one that he... He's got two films there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Pocahontas was shit.
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
Tell us how you really feel on that one.
It was shit. It was really, really bad. I should have left 15 minutes in after it stopped being funny. It was a waste of time. It looked like it was shot by an amateur. And I thought, how can this guy have a film? Because Cooper's camera people are, you know, saying it's really hysterical.
Really?
And Pocahontas is just... awful.
See, I heard somebody walked out of Cooper's camera and just said it was like the worst film they'd seen this year.
And that's the thing, right? You sort of have to gauge.
Yeah, yeah.
And
if
I mean, Pocahontas
like
is awful.
Watching traffic accidents, it's a good film.
Another
okay,
ringing endorsement.
I'm maybe not watching this movie ever.
Yeah.
It sounds wrong, but like the family was fascinating, just how dysfunctional they were.
So yeah, I got this huge list. I have, like, as I said, I got like 94 films watched, and I'm just looking over it, and I'll just say what I thought has been good so far. We Live in Public,
awesome,
quite liked. I think Andy Tamaner is gone from the Q&As and all that, so, but she's really cool, which, if you're gonna see it, too bad for that, because as I said, really good Q&As. Boy Interrupted, documentary about a family going through a really sad case of their son being depressed over this long period. They think they get it fixed, and then everything just really goes wrong. It was really sad. You know, one of those films that I was talking about where I didn't laugh for a week. And yeah, it was pretty harsh. The Michael Moore film, wasn't a fan.
Oh, Capitalism and Love Story?
Yeah, I'm... I don't
not
know.
A big fan of
yeah, it's not that I'm not a fan of Michael Moore. I've heard it.
I'm
getting
to go
tired
back
of it.
Telling stories like in Canadian.
You know, but like for the last five film festivals I've been at, it's been the Iraq documentary. This year, it's the economy,
mm-hmm.
and I'm tired of it.
There's an entire section dedicated.
I'll watch
the
Bill.
Economy and the environment.
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch Bill Maher. I'm sorry. that's so much better. But yeah, it's. I think we pretty much covered everything that I've seen. Facing Ali is really good for a sports documentary. I think it's still screening. Gigante, I quite liked.
Mm-hmm. I did like that a fair bit too.
Rick was talking.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it. Oh, Air Doll. That was a weird film.
Mm-hmm.
it was like seriously a G-rated film. Until you saw the most outrageous stuff. Like, literally, it is the most... It's a kid's film. And then all of a sudden, he screws the doll, and he has to clean it.
Oh!
Spoiler alert. I was wow. repulsed. But, yeah.
Well, somebody's got to clean it. Can't leave it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Enough said. Enough said.
Oh yeah. My God.
You heard me.
Yeah. But don't yeah, Air Doll. It's strange.
Yeah, I'm skipping that one. I had originally planned Fire, but it's not going to happen. So yeah, we're what, like 8 days in?
It's yeah. 8 days in, right? Around there.
So we'll be back hopefully after Sunday, maybe Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening after some of those big movies, do a little catch-up session, see how things go.
Yeah, the weekend's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're going to have to schedule some more time to do some more chatting. I think that would be really cool once we've seen some of the big stuff. So, Bill, thanks so much for joining
Not
us.
Not a problem.
That was fabulous. Miss Colleen, thank you very much for suffering through... laughter and pain.
You're looking about to fall asleep.
she is looking pretty tired. She is looking pretty tired. Be sure to come on by rule3.com for a lot more reviews to come and a few interviews as well. And until next time.
Peace.
After the credits.
Dale's not here. We don't have our usual tagline.
Dave's not here, man.
Yeah. We'll see you after the credits.